This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. And now a story, a somewhat complicated one, about an all-too-common crisis, an elderly person whose life savings are on the line. Anna Mae Franklin learned about all this the hard way. She's been caring for her 91-year-old brother, Arthur Cropsey, for the past couple of years. He suffers from dementia. Within a few months of Anna Mae moving Arthur into her home, she discovered some of his money was missing, and she believed her daughter was responsible. Anna Mae lives with her two small dogs in a mobile home just north of Albany, New York.
My name is Anna Mae Franklin. I live in the town of Colony for 70-some years. I am 83 years old. Came from a family of seven children, and they've all passed on except my brother Arthur and myself. I had been calling my brother, and he wouldn't answer the phone. In 2009, he kept hanging up on me. So on December the 7th of 2010, I called his neighbor, and his neighbor said, "You must have had ESP because your sister-in-law died this morning." I got out there, and my daughter was with me, and we got to his house. We knocked and knocked, and finally he came. So I said to him, "Do you know who I am?" And he said, "Yeah, you're my sister Annie." And then the doctors start coming in, and they said he has the starting of Alzheimer's. There was a mess of bills and checks and everything. So we took all these checks that came in, dividends and stuff, and we went to the bank with it. And I said, "We want to put this in my brother's account because they're laying in the house. His wife died, so he isn't going to be staying here. We're going to New York State." He says, "Okay, that's easily done." And he left, and he came back, and he had the whole statement there. He hands it to my daughter instead of me. In the meantime, Linda looks at this, and she goes, "Ooh!" And I didn't even question anything about it afterwards. I just wanted to get back to New York State with him. I had a checkbook that I brought some money up from California and put it in the bank, and it had my name and my brother Art's name on it. It was for doctor bills, hospital bills, medication, anything pertaining to my brother. So she said to me, "Mom, you better put my name on the checkbook because if I take him to the doctors, then I got to have a check. She's my daughter. I trust her." Well, she said, "I have another thought. Instead of the check, get me a debit card. Then I don't have to bother you at all." They used that debit card every place they went, and they spent $71,000 of my brother's money. And when I called my daughter, I said to her, "Linda, what are you doing with the money?" She said, "Are you accusing me?" I never heard from her again. I don't know if she sits and thinks of what she has done, but she's got to be numb if she doesn't.
Anna Mae's daughter, Linda, repaid thousands of dollars, and a judge said she had manipulated her uncle. For more information about protecting yourself and loved ones from elder financial abuse, go to marketplace.org.